Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I got Weeder and Fishbane walking around here right now. I don't know what these guys. You guys are welcome to come in here if you'd like. If you gentlemen would like to come in my room.
My room.
The PNC Center is now your room?
It's my room. They're correcting me again because I said Austin Booker the other day. Those senior writers from The Athletic, I tell you. I'm sorry, guys. What was I talking about?
Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to Danny Parkins. Do we think Ed Orgeron?
We should.
Go okay. Tigers.
Yes. Oh, Ed Orgeron is here. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
You're going to love him. You look like you work out.
Okay, one friendly reminder. Once again, caller 6 to the Score contest line. 312-540-0670. We'll win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park. It is Tuesday, December 16th. Special guest Noah Sewell, I am hosting. We had a great conversation with Nishan Wright, a great crowd too. It is all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. Yeah, that's the story, man. I just looked it up in our break and I'm like, this isn't true, right?
Oh no, it's very true. That's how Ed used to get down.
Well, how old is this story?
It's like four or five years old.
Yeah, it's back from his.
It was part of the reason that he got ousted.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from 2021, and the headline is: "If this wild gas station story is true, it's no surprise that Ed Orgeron is out at LSU."
Yeah, he went from.
I just read the rest of it?
Wasn't he bringing ladies to practice and stuff too? While before he was officially divorced,
big man on campus.
Yeah, there was some stuff going on. Go Tigers!
So the story is Orgeron's new bachelor status created messes for him, like the time Orgeron pulled up. This is the story. That the time Orgeron pulled up to a woman at a gas station wearing exercise attire. "Hey, you look like you work out," he said.
Which is my line to Marian Hossa, and I resent that he's stealing it, but go ahead.
"Hey, you look like you work out." Like, that's the other thing, like, the delivery. According to multiple sources, he said, "We could work out together." The woman informed Orgeron she was married and pregnant, to which he responded,
"What your man got to do with me?"
To which he responded, "Why does that matter?" "Well, here's why, coach. That woman was the wife of a high-ranking LSU official."
Uh-oh!
Word of this reached the LSU Board of Supervisors, the collection of prominent Louisiana attorneys and business owners appointed by the governor who make the most important decisions at LSU.
Well, I think Ed was just making conversation. You know, he's just chatting.
I detected a call to action in there.
Look, Ed was like everybody at some point in life. Sometimes you just put the mouthpiece in and go to work.
Shooters shoot.
Shooters do shoot. Not all shooters have the same range, but shooters do shoot.
Every time you guys say shot shooters selection. Do shoot or anything, I always think of the old doorman at my building who doesn't work there anymore.
This story.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we should beat him with a bag of apples.
Thank you, Lawrence.
The fact that finally. Let him slide on
real,
that.
That's a real partner. Lawrence is a real partner. My partner at the time was not so supportive because.
Is that the one who just tried to get me to go outside instead of work?
No, it was a different one. Okay. It was a different one. But yeah, like my Christine and I were dating at the time, and she was leaving the house, leaving our place after a date, and the doorman handed her a note. And the note had his phone number on it and said, I've enjoyed seeing you and meeting you. If you'd like to hang out sometime, and give me a call. Positive. The doorman of my building.
We're positive he knew you were together.
Okay, yes. Okay, she'd been there like four times, maybe five times.
But there was no ring on her finger, right?
No, okay, no ring on her finger.
You know what?
Then you sound like Jason Goff. So, he said, with a smile, he said, you got to shoot your shots. And now anytime anybody says shoot or shoot, I think of that.
I would have shot my shot and had his ass fired.
Thank you, Lawrence.
No, dude, but finally, I'm partnered up.
I said it 11:40 before we did halftime to Marshall, before we did the story about the guy who thought he could take on a WNBA player. I was like, the audacity of men. He's like, well, Odyssey. I don't know. Odyssey. Women have audacity, too.
Women do have audacity, but in this specific case, this man does not respect you. You need to let him know he needs to respect you.
That's why he needs to be beaten with a bag of apples.
Also, I'm pretty sure that's a fireable offense, hitting on the significant others of residents.
Yeah, like hitting on it just a guest.
What did she say about it?
She's like, don't. She told me, don't say anything. He's a sweet guy. It's fine. So I did her
transparency.
She told me all about it. She showed me the note.
What time does he work?
Yeah, he doesn't work there anymore.
Okay, good. Yeah.
See? Lawrence right here.
Man, because you know what? Like if that. You're that confident to do that, then what else are you doing?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
It comes down to integrity at some point, you know?
At some point. Early. Well, I would hope.
Well,
before then.
I got your Christmas bonus.
And this bag of apples.
Bag of apples to your face.
I got
to
thank our crew. Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell. You guys kill it every single day.
Can you
thank
help me
you
with these groceries?
With
yeah. I never heard of a bag of apples as a weapon, but I'm really enjoying that visual.
There's a lot of things that can be weapons.
Well, clearly.
The idea is like they don't leave bruises.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's
takes
like
the impact.
It's like Full Metal Jacket with the soap inside a sock. Everybody goes and gets one on private pile.
You got it now.
Yeah. Well, I will. And so will he.
Any regrets?
So out of pocket.
Nah. You feel like you handled it the right way?
I got the girl.
That's true. You got the girl.
I got the girl and I got a story.
And she was always on your side.
Always. Never a doubt.
Yeah, I like that.
That's beautiful.
No, I was gonna say, that was the best part of your story from a Speaks Wins element is that she was transparent about what happened.
Yes.
She told you not to do it. You didn't do it, and everything worked out.
Yeah,
as long as everything works out, you're good.
Yeah, so I'm trying to stay married.
The disrespect, though.
I know. There's a high level of disrespect.
High level
massive.
That needs to be accounted for.
One of the Twitch chatters says,
your Achilles.
He asked an unmarried woman out. I don't get the issue. The issue is she's dating somebody at the building you're working at as a doorman. Yeah. That's the issue.
That's the issue.
Can I tell you my doorman story?
He works for me. Yeah.
Okay, so this is back when I was living in Philly. I broke up with my girlfriend. And she comes to the building when she knows I'm at work, and she asks the doorman, who she, of course, saw frequently, is like, so just tell me, like, does Marshall bring a lot of girls home? Like,
oh, my God!
And so my doorman laughs and was like, what are you talking about? Are y'all not still together? My man was...
Now, see, that's an extra 100 at Christmas.
Buttoned up.
That's right.
And then when I got home, guess what story he told me? Because she had dropped off these red velvet cupcakes that she had made. Mm-hmm. Like homemade red velvet cupcakes.
This is an ex. You don't know what's in there.
Oh. Yeah, I took those.
Oh, wait. I thought you meant like while you guys
No. This is when she came.
Oh, no.
She's like, I'm dropping off these cupcakes. And by the way, does Marshall, because it was like 3 weeks after we broke up and she was trying to like run it back, spin the block. I was like, I'm good.
That's also diabolical. For her to then ask the door person as if that door person's going to tell her.
I mean, I could see how she could use her womanly wiles to coax some information. She was a very lovely lady.
But he had your back.
He had my back 100%. You know, and told me the story that night when I got home.
$100.
Like,
yeah, $100 or just a bag of apples. Like a very nice bag of apples. Not as a weapon, but just as a gift.
Oh, no, that's cash. That's a gift card.
That's cash. I always did hook him up with the extra bonus at holiday time.
That's what you're talking about.
Maybe some Joe's Stone Crab leftover gift cards. Now we're talking about
this
your
story. This is pre-Uber, and this is the guy that would always make sure I had a cab when I had to go out of town.
Layla, do you have, like, have you even looked, like, in a closet or in boxes? Like, Danny would, Wysocki would always give us stuff for going on. Do you have, like, any Joe Stone Crab gift cards or gift certificates laying around?
Unfortunately, Danny hid those from the rest of us. I'm sorry that I don't know where those are.
You never know. I got a couple Let Us Entertain You $50 cards.
Hell yeah, you do.
I'll use the hell out of those.
And those never expire.
No,
I'll take them to Bub City and get the Hub Nachos.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let Us Entertain You gift cards never expire.
Yeah, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Hell, I could go to RJ Grunt's and get a French onion soup. I do what I want.
There are a lot of options.
I like it over there.
I know. I got to get the
now
Hub
I'm
Nachos
Thanks,
at
guys.
Bub City. I got to do that in my life.
It's a fun...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your Secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, how about the Orioles and $155 million to Pete Alonso?
What?
Huh? How about that?
So irrational about this.
Well, you know what it shows is, like, they were for real on Schwarber. We heard that they had offered Schwarber the same money that the Phillies did. And I'm like, it sounds like, are they one of those teams doing the "see, we tried"
thing? We tried
thing.
So hard to get Dylan Cease.
But no, then they get Pete. I like that they're aggressive. They were last place last year, but I feel like they're a couple years late with that great young core.
I think the core is still ripening.
There's more than
I think they can easily be back and competitive again this year.
Now they need to go get Framber. They need to get Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez. Wait. Or God forbid Michael King, Cubs.
Well, I do.
Get going!
I think Mike Elias would like Framber Valdez because that's the Astros system and he was a part of it.
Sure, but I mean they need somebody up top there.
Do the Orioles have a better lineup than the Cubs?
It's a good question. Maybe.
I think they do.
Well, it depends if some of those young guys take a step, but the subtext here is get going, Cubs!
Get going! If you're really serious about pitching, the Padres just offered up their bullpen.
What you mean? They got Phil Maton. They're good.
No, they're not.
That's not it?
No, they're not. That ain't it.
That's not the sum?
Yeah. But, I mean, all that stuff's percolating. I think we're having Bruce on today. We're going to check in with Bruce down there. Shecky Levine, as he does his
comedy bits. Punching up bits for Boris.
Writer's Room. Bruce auditioning for the Scott Boris Writer's Room yesterday.
Scott Boris Comedy Jam?
Oh, yeah.
That would be so awesome. To have the Scott Boris Comedy Jam. Hosted by Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's some more stuff. And did you guys even hear the Bruce?
No.
Oh, Bruce setting him up for Zach Gallen material with his own Zach Gallen stuff.
He had his own Zach Gallen bit.
Yeah. He went with
measuring cups.
With measuring cup.
And Boris went with gasoline.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he, like,
it was two very different. Yeah.
Yeah. But
it, I get it. I get it.
Different angles. I like where Bruce was going.
Punny at best.
If we just offer him, Boris, like, I don't know, two segments to get the jokes off, do we get more information because he's so happy to have a creative outlet on a microphone?
No.
No, he doesn't need
it. I think that's part of the reason he talks the way he does, is like he can dance around like substance.
He's already got the captive audience, so he does his bits in front of the captive audience, then they ask him questions that he doesn't quite answer.
But you know the combination to the lock. Right, so maybe if you put him in this setting,
didn't the Schwarber
catch him off guard enough?
With a drink.
I believe the Schwarber news.
Change-o.
I believe the Schwarber news broke during Scott Boris's comedy bits. Like, he was up there doing shtick for all the assembled media and passing, not in attendance at that event. It went ahead and tweeted the Schwarber news. Yeah, exactly.
I believe that.
So while everybody's out there kissing the Boris ring.
No, you know what the problem is you have to come back with something. And when nothing happens, you're like, well, at least Scott Boris will talk. So then you have to use it because you know it's a guarantee that you might get somebody speaking on the mic.
Mm.
Scott Boros.
Yeah, that ain't him.
Scott Boros.
What's that hat that Tyler Buterbaugh's rocking? Right there. What you got, kid? Is that a whale?
It's a Whalers Brewery out in Rhode Island.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, like a Hartford Whalers thing.
Very fancy.
You guys get to use the single Tyler formation. Have you been in the double Tyler formation at all?
I have never been.
12 personnel.
12
personnel.
Two Tylers.
I like that.
We were talking about Cole Kmet a little bit, how like the existence of Colston Loveland has allowed you to see the limitations of Cole Kmet. Like, physically, like, he is lumbering out there in comparison to a truly athletic and
Colston
gifted
glides.
Receiver. Colston glides.
He's got receiver's feet.
Yeah.
I would still say that Cole Kmet is having his best year as a Bear.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying the difference. Like, even on the interception.
Yeah, you can see how those two guys could work together.
Yeah. Lawrence has a very nice way of
contrast
saying.
Contrast and compare.
Yeah, I believe Cole Kmet is a lot more Kyle Rudolph, like, just lifelong carpenter.
But you know what's funny is we've gotten such a more defined role for Kmet. You see
that's
exactly
what
how
I'm saying.
I think we continue to learn in this town, like the difference between tight ends and why two matter.
Well, also, why it's good to have a guy who's 6'5". Like, Colston Loveland is 6'4", right? I think, or he might be right at 6'5". Like, they're similar height. But when you see how Kmet's able to use his body and what he's able to do when they want him to be out in a pass pattern, it seems to always make sense as to why he's being utilized in that particular play the way he is.
In a perfect world, you want your inline tight end and you want your move tight end. And the great thing about these two guys is that, depending on looks, they can be interchangeable. It's a great combination of tight ends. And I feel like Cole has kind of found himself in this offense. And if he's catch the ball, fall down, go boom, but he's in the end zone,
that works. And he's making his block really well when he chips before he leaves there or does whatever he needs to do. And from the eye, whether it's him or Durham Smythe.
He knows our buddy Chip Help.
He does. He knows Max Protect.
He knows Max Protect, too.
Those guys are tight.
But yeah, I think are the days of Cole being the Bears' leading receiver over? Probably.
Yes. You know? As they should be. That's why I think it's great. Like, I think when you look at the two guys and you're looking at the draft profile of Loveland, you're like, oh, I get it now. I see what people see in him. But that shouldn't diminish what Cole is as a player. It's just a different skill set for a similar position.
It's all it is. It's like when your ace becomes your number two pitcher and you're like, oh, I get it. That makes a lot more sense right there. It's all, just that kind of thing. I was hanging
Cubs
out.
Cubs got an ace?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, they might not have that ace until September.
Yeah. I don't know. I was hanging out with somebody on Thanksgiving who's like, I love tight ends. It was a young lady who's like, I love tight ends. They're so handsome. They're so big. They're so strong. And I was able to like explain how we've come to know that tight ends are the key to understanding an offense. very often.
And a lot of them were former quarterbacks, so you know they've got the swagger of former quarterbacks.
Oh, that's interesting.
In bigger bodies.
That's interesting. But like how like you can see what an offense is doing if you learn what the tight ends are doing, all the different uses of them, and how a lot of future offensive coordinators are tight ends coaches by design. Sean McVay will make somebody a tight ends coach when he thinks they have a future as an offensive coordinator. That kind of thing.
Ah, yes, the old Sean Payton path to greatness.
I think that is true.
Go learn how the offensive line works.
Yeah,
but the Dan Campbell path.
Learn how somebody does both, because the tight end is both offensive lineman and receiver. Welcome to my tight end TED talk.
Thanks. It was awesome.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
You gonna have more of that or
no? That's about all I got
today.
Yeah, today. I'll have more tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, right here. Same spot. If that's all right. You. See, I thought you were a good partner because you're going to go after the doorman.
That's
so now you're hanging me out to dry.
Hey, I've
who's getting the bag of apples now?
I've you know, I've got negatives and positives about me. One, well, I'll go to war with you.
Two,
I don't like you.
But you need that.
Let me put those things on the list.
Like those are good things. Those are good qualities in a coworker.
The worst.
Yeah, I know. Lawrence has
and
the list.
Family member. Coworker, family member. Those are good traits to have. Like I don't really like you, but you know, hey, if you need me, I got you.
Yes, that's right.
It's true.
It's a whole thing. Here's what we have planned for today's show. I hear that we're getting the second rate version of a Bears hit, two words, from Mark Grody. I heard that today on the midday show.
That ain't right.
Marshall loves a pre-owned analogy. He really
right.
does.
Bruce Levine is going to join us. We will talk to him about his hot five that he had in front of Scott Boras.
Oh, and my goodness.
If and when the Cubs are going to do something, we will turn the page today at 4 o'clock instead of 3 o'clock.
Ooh, man, that extra hour is tough.
Yes, right. Because of the time change. No, Teron Armstead is going to join us at 3 o'clock today, and we've got offensive line questions that we want to run past him.
We have to expand on his conversation he had with Darnell Wright, which was fascinating.
Yes, and I want to know if the trajectory of Ozzie Trapillo's career has changed, because he's been playing quite a bit of left tackle again, and I thought that wasn't a thing. So we'll ask Teron about all of that stuff. We're going to talk about Caleb and his million reps. And getting a million reps seems like a lot of reps to get before your next season. But whatever. But we're going to start talking about the White Sox. I know, right? And the number one pick. And the Bears. Because I've already heard people starting to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. And I just want to offer a warning on that. Just like the warnings that have been offered whenever you've talked about the number one pick in the NFL draft. We'll do that after Tanny's open. Next, here on The Score.
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.